This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
The Great Lakes have had a record-breaking summer. Lakes Erie and Ontario are seeing the highest water levels ever recorded, and Lake Superior remains high for this time of year. Daniel Kading recently caught up with lakefront property owners who are dealing with the encroaching water.
Theron O'Connor stands on the shoreline of his lakefront property, just a few miles outside Cornucopia. He and his family have been coming to his grandfather's cabin since they were kids.
It was built by a Swedish immigrant, Charlie Saxine, and he built the cabin, hand-hewn, two-story log, rectangular building. And then my grandfather kind of added on to it.
O'Connor, who lives in Bayfield, says it's a place they all come back to for a couple weeks a year. But the cabin just beyond the bank may not be where it is now if high water levels and storms continue to pound the shoreline. There's little or no beach, and trees lean toward the water. O'Connor says they cut some down to keep them from tearing away the hillside.
The land is so saturated that it won't really hold. This is basically clay with a little bit of sandy loam on top of it. And that got absolutely saturated, both from the heavy rains and snows of the last 2 years.
If erosion continues to creep closer, O'Connor says they may have to move his grandfather's cabin back several hundred feet from the shore. Even if lake levels go down, his wife, Damaris Brinton, says that won't stop the rain.
That water comes down like somebody has turned over Lake Superior on top of us. You know, it's a remarkable amount of water coming down at once.
So you want to wander?
Sure, yeah.
We should go down toward Ken's house.
Ken Prey and his family own property next to O'Connor, just through the woods. He points to huge rifts in the soil slumping downward and a tree where a hammock had been tied. Now it stands in two pieces, several feet apart, split down the middle from erosion.
The other end of the hammock is on the hook on that tree. But that thing used to be right here.
Prey thinks the erosion would be much worse if not for all the trees lining the hillside.
I think typically a lot of people would say, well, I want a nice view of that point, so let's move, get those trees out of there. And that's then where you get in trouble, because it's only the roots. That's all you got.
Bayfield County Zoning Director Rob Shearman says proper land management is a constant battle with lakefront property owners.
If you're going to be cutting down all the vegetation that you can see the lake, like you're looking at a picture, you can expect to have problems with erosion in your structure might not last as long as you want it to.
Shearman says several cabins or homes are moved back from the shoreline in Bayfield County each year. High water levels and storms have only made the problem worse, resulting in millions of dollars in damage across the Great Lakes. Some are blaming the International Joint Commission, which oversees water flows. But Chief Hydrologist Keith Kompoltowicz with the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers says the ability to control outflows doesn't mean you can control lake levels.
It's a matter of scale, to be quite honest with you. Lake Superior is extremely large, and the variability in the rainfall, runoff, and evaporation that falls on Lake Superior is much greater than the ability to increase or decrease outflow.
Record high levels on the Great Lakes come on the heels of record low water levels, according to Drew Gronewald. He's associate professor with the University of Michigan School for Environment and Sustainability. Gronewald says they're exploring whether increased rain and snowfall, along with high water temperatures and evaporation, are normal or the result of climate change.
So what we're trying to understand better is, to what extent is this amplification of those extremes leading to swings in water levels from one extreme to the other?
Gronewald says it's hard to predict what lake levels will look like over the long term. Lakefront property owners like O'Connor hope they'll fall sooner rather than later.
It could be that this will kind of heal up again and go back and be stable terrain again.
Until then, he says they're pulling together construction details in case they have to move back from the shoreline. Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.